It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 16th chapter. If you'd like to follow along, this is a great chapter. We're going to get right into this particular study here, and let's start reading at verse 1. The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, you shall not take a wife for yourself, nor have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bear them, and their fathers who begat them in this land, they will die of deadly diseases. They will not be lamented or buried. They will be as dung on the surface of the ground, and come to an end by sword and by famine. And their carcass will become food for the birds of the skies and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says the Lord, do not enter a house of mourning, or go to lament, or to console them, for I have withdrawn my peace from this people, declares the Lord, my loving kindness and compassion. Both great men and small will die in this land. They will not be buried. They will not be lamented. Nor will anyone gash himself or shave his beard for them. Men will not break bread in mourning for them to comfort anyone for the dead, nor give them a cup of consolation to drink. For anyone's father or mother. Moreover, you shall not go into a house of feasting to sit with them, to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to eliminate from this place before your eyes and in your time the voice of rejoicing and the voice of gladness, the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. Now when you tell this people all these words, they will say to you, for what reason has the Lord declared all this great calamity against us? And what is our iniquity, or what is our sin, which we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you are to say to them, it is because your forefathers have forsaken me, declares the Lord, and have followed other gods and served them and bowed down to them. But me they have forsaken and have not kept my law. You too have done evil, even more than your forefathers. For behold, you are each one walking according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart, without listening to me. So I will hurl you out of this land into the land which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers. And there you will serve other gods day and night. For I will grant you no favor. I'm telling you, folks, that is a serious bit of prophecy that Jeremiah was to tell the people. And they hated his guts. They hated him. They wanted to kill him after they heard this. And you know what? The truth hurts. The truth hurts, and the truth will bring out the evil out of people. You can bank on that. this particular section portrays the coming day of disaster. It begins by showing Jeremiah's loneliness. He's a social outcast because of his harsh messages and his celibate lifestyle. He must not marry or have children or take part in funerals or festivities, any festivals or anything. This section concludes with another appeal to avoid judgment by turning back to God. The people did not heed Jeremiah's words, and the first wave of destruction came almost immediately in 605 B.C., 2 Kings 24, verse 8 to 12. The second wave came in 597 B.C., and Judah was completely destroyed in 586 B.C. Now, as we read the rest of the 14th, 15th, and 16th verses, we find that, therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord lives, as the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had banished them, for I will restore to them, I will restore them to their own land, which I gave their fathers. Behold, I am going to send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will fish for them, and afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and every hill, from the clefts of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. God is saying that this people, the end has come. In the last chapter we read, said, don't even bother praying for them, because I have given them up. I've given them up. And I will first doubtly repay their iniquity and their sin, because they have polluted my land. They have filled my inheritance with carcasses of their detestable idols and with their abominations. They just simply would not listen to reason with God. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in this day of distress, you, the nations, will come. To you, the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things of no profit. Can man make gods for himself? Yes, they are not gods. Yet they are not gods. He can make a god for himself, but it's not a god. It's simply a piece of garbage. And you know what? A lot of these gods, so-called gods, can be possessed by a devil. A devil can get into these gods, these so-called gods, and fool the people to the point where they serve this image or this wooden or rock or whatever they make it out of. And the devil himself can get into this. You know, be careful what image you refer to as some kind of a worship or something, because the devil himself, Satan, can get into these things he can get one of his demons to totally possess your image and fool you into thinking it's a god or something. And this is what happened to these people. They served false gods, but they weren't serving just simply a rock or a piece of wood. Chances are a demon that would get inside these images and fool the people into thinking that it's some kind of a god. And they're not gods, God is saying in verse 20. Therefore, behold, I am going to make them know this time. I will make them know my power and my might. And they shall know that my name is the Lord. They're going to know before it's over with. And I'm telling you what, folks. Everybody is going to know before it's over with. Everybody, whether they believe it or not, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This will happen, and we're all going to find out that God is who he said he was, because the people here that served false gods, as we look at it and we realize, they were serving the devil. They weren't just serving a rock or a piece of wood or a metal, even if it was made out of gold. It doesn't matter. They were serving some kind of a devil. And the devil will, like I say, he can get into an image of some type, and he can fool people into thinking that he is that it is some kind of a god that you're serving. So you've got to be very, very careful, because these things have happened before and they'll happen again. The devil is quite smart, and you got to realize that he has been around for a long time, and in order for people to actually serve Satan, he can make people think that he is some kind of a god or a figure or alive, even if he's some kind of an image. He can make you think that he's a god. So be very, very careful about that, because it's something that's happened before, and it can happen again. And that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message and let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.